Theoretical recap. A scheduled task is a program or script that runs automatically at defined intervals or after a set delay, without human intervention. In cybersecurity and DevSecOps, scheduled tasks are everywhere. Log rotation, automated vulnerability scans, credential expiry checks, port monitoring daemons. Understanding how to simulate them in Python is a foundational skill. The core mental model is simple. A loop, for or while, controls repetition, a sleep pause controls timing, and conditional logic controls what happens at each cycle. Python's time module provides time.sleepseconds, which suspends execution for a given duration. Combined with a while true loop and a counter or condition, you can simulate a task that runs every n seconds, stops after m iterations, or halts when a specific condition is met. Common mistakes to avoid: forgetting to import the time module, using an infinite loop without any exit condition, causing the script to run forever with no way to stop cleanly, confusing time.sleep 1 second with time.sleep 1000, nearly 17 minutes, and not printing any feedback, making it impossible to verify the script is actually running. Mini example: a script that checks every 5 seconds whether a port number variable has reached 0, printing a status message each cycle, then exits when the condition is true. This is structurally identical to a real monitoring daemon, just without the network layer. Workshop brief. In this workshop, you will write a Python script that simulates a simple scheduled security task, periodically checking whether a list of critical ports is still within an acceptable range, logging each check with a timestamp, and stopping automatically after a defined number of cycles or when a sentinel condition is triggered. This directly builds on your work with for and while loops, conditions, variables, and command line arguments from previous sessions. Your script must accept at least 2 command line arguments: the number of seconds between each check cycle, the interval, and the maximum number of cycles to run before stopping. If no arguments are provided, the script must fall back to sensible default values and inform the user that defaults are being used. This makes your script configurable and reusable, exactly as you practiced in the Create Configurable Hello.py workshop. During each cycle, your script must iterate over a hard-coded list of at least 5 port numbers, mix of reserved ports below 1024 and non-reserved ports above 1024. Check each port against the threshold of 1024, and print a clearly formatted status line indicating the current timestamp, the port number, and whether it is reserved or not. You already implemented this classification logic in the alert "if a port is reserved" workshop, reuse and extend that logic here. After iterating over all ports in a given cycle, the script must print a cycle summary line indicating the cycle number, how many reserved ports were found, and how many non-reserved ports were found. It must then sleep for the configured interval before starting the next cycle. If the maximum number of cycles is reached, the script must exit cleanly with a final message such as "scheduled task completed" after n cycles. As an optional but strongly encouraged extension, add a keyboard interrupt handler, /accept keyboard interrupt, so that the script exits gracefully if the user presses Ctrl+C, printing a clean shutdown message instead of a raw Python traceback. This reflects real-world best practices for any daemon or monitoring script in a security automation context. Think about what information would be most useful to log in a real scenario, and structure your output accordingly. You are not required to write to a file, but if you want to go further, redirecting output to a log file via the shell or using Python's open function is a valid and valued addition. You have 3 hours to complete this workshop and must submit your solution before the deadline expires. Use this time wisely. Start by sketching the structure of your script on paper or in comments before writing any code. Consult your previous course materials, the official Python documentation, and any internet resources you find useful. You may work alone or seek help, but the final submitted script must be your own work and must run without errors.